allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, whose words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the citizen of these kings and saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and come again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's get me back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Christy talked with Geraldine, and I forgot to mention this morning, she said, tell everybody, hey, and that she loves you, and so she prayed for you. All right. Joseph Smith, Study Smith, Lyndon Johnson family, St. Hudson family, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frankie Luanne family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly Mills, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Bubb, Matthew Morgan and family, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Poody, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, the little girl at Johnny Hicks' church, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Conley family, and Miss Russell. Anybody that we need to add to you? Take away. Anybody got anything on the heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving and thanking the Lord for everything He does for us. Thanking Him for all His blessings and just please keep Him praying for me and my family.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting my dad, for letting me spend time with my dad this weekend.
Amen. Amen.
Please pray for my mom and stepdad.
Yeah, be a shepherd. Yeah. Thank you for saving me. Love to be here this evening. You know, remember our pastor, if you would, he's taking his family down to the beach for the next few days. And remember, Preacher Billy, he's supposed to be preaching Wednesday. And he was supposed to do an ordination today or while be part of it. It was a preacher that I don't know him. I can't remember what the name that he said was. But and he said it was Freedom Baptist Church. And he said it was on 64, kind of heading towards, like, Rutherford County way out of Morganton. So, you know, I'm not familiar with the church. They said that, I know the name Bud Hartman. They said he was the previous pastor, but just Lord knows the situation. Pray for the church, pray for the man. Yeah, him being ordained, obviously this would be his first church. Or more than likely. So pray for him if you would. And continue to remember baby Lucy, I think she's doing well. Katie and Eric weren't able to be there this morning because Katie had a migraine, but last few times we've seen Lucy, she looks like she's doing good. She's good weight, so appreciate the Lord helping her.
Have they done surgery yet?
No, and I'm not sure. I don't know what exactly is the thing that they're waiting for to schedule it. I know she has to have one.
But it's actually her age. I forget whether it's 3 or 6 months she has to be.
Okay.
So she's got to be at least 6 months old to be surgery.
Well, maybe 3, I don't remember. She's not there yet either.
Oh, I was going to mention too, I do have something else. Several mission trips I've heard of recently. You know, there's some folks from our homeschool group that are going to Honduras. It's actually a place where some of Rose's people are. That's the one we told you about. And then Caleb's going somewhere else too, and it has escaped me where he's going. He gave us a newsletter.
I guess.
But I want to say it's like July or something like that.
I'm about to tell him one?
Yeah.
I'll ask Andrew.
Yeah, because I got it laying around my desk. But I couldn't remember where it is that they're going. Just pray for those mission trips that the Lord would open the doors and that he keep them safe as they go to and from.
Anyone else? All right. It's all coming for you. Safety and help and guidance to those that are going. And I pray that you would give them the peace to trust in you, especially some of the young people going. I pray that you give peace and grace to their families and remember, God, that those ones that are going, they belong to you and you'll watch over them. God, I pray that you'd continue to help Mama and get her strengthened and healed up. And God, I pray for the service tonight. Lord, please help your man as he preaches. That you give the words that we need to hear, that you prepare us to receive it, God, that you do a work in us that would be willing to let you change us in the way that you desire to, God. God, I pray that you would be with the singing of music. I pray that it would be for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I know.
The one we
say about?
I have no idea. He doesn't want to speak.
It's something they say, they...
I don't know. Not in this book. The only one I knew is that one, page six.
I don't know this song. This one's in here. It's called Do You Know Him? I don't know if that's the right song.
Well, I
don't
sing anymore.
Jesus, give me near that cry, the devil, the precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream from God.
shall be satisfied, and heaven with thee one.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
We're going to be back in the book of Jude tonight.
Amen.
Listen. Thank you.
Book of what?
Jude would be the second to the last book in the Bible.
Last book?
Second to the last.
Second to the last. Where is it at?
It's in the very back. It's not the last one, but the one before the last one.
You look like Steve from Blue School.
Any chapter, right?
Yeah, any chapter. Verse number 5, to kind of give you a highlight from this morning. We kind of went over, you know, I kind of went over the word salvation and, you know, talked a little bit there about faith. But we're finding forward, Jude starts talking about corrupt men. Men who, you know, are ungodly and they turn away from God's grace and to, you know, try to make God's, you know, our God into, I'm thinking I'm saying this word, like, tedious, you know, denying our God.
Yeah.
And in verse number 5, Jude is starting to, there's three points he's trying to, you know, three different events that's recorded in the Bible that, and how God reacted to them. It says, and therefore I put in your remembrance, through ye once knew this, how that the Lord had saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroying them that believed not.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we all know the story there, how, you know, Moses and Aaron that was trying to get the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And, you know, that, you know, after 10 plagues, finally Pharaoh let them go. And they start making their way to this promised land. And they get there, and then they start to have doubts. They're fear. They're scared. And they're like, how can we go in? These people are giants. And you know, they were fearful. They were scared. And the Lord sent them off out, and because of their little faith, or no faith, in God, He sent them out back into the desert for 40 years. And all of them but two made it back into the promised land. That was Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah.
When they, after those 40 years, all them died out there in the wilderness. And Caleb and Joshua, which was one of, they were two of the part of the original 10 that went and spied out the country.
Yeah.
They had the faith.
Yeah.
Even Moses himself didn't make it in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, Jude brings that to their attention. You know, God's a good and gracious God. And, you know, and fear. You know, me and Preacher Hack was talking about fear this week. About, you know, how we're not really supposed to fear this world or people
right.
in this world.
Right.
Because we have God.
Yeah.
And God is a good God. He is a gracious God. He
yeah.
is a big God.
Hey,
he is the only God.
Yeah.
And as long as, hey, as long as we're on His side.
Yeah.
What have we got to fear?
Nothing.
The children of Israel lost sight of that.
Yeah.
They looked at what they could do. And not what God could do.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, today we're living in a society where Christians are scared. That's the reason why all the churches closed completely up. During
yeah.
the pandemic, because
yeah.
they were afraid, not
yeah.
of the virus, but of the consequences of opening when they were told to be closed.
Mm.
Some, not
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I know we closed up for 2 weeks. It's because, you know, I wasn't sure. I love y'all, and I didn't want you to be sick, but...
Yeah.
Then after I begin to realize and see what and listen to God, I'm like, hey, if God's going to take us home,
yeah.
it doesn't matter
yeah.
whether it's a little virus or if it's a back truck.
Yeah.
If it's time for us to go home, we're going home regardless.
Yeah.
You know? They ain't made a appeal yet. It's going to change God's mind if it's time for you to go home.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
So we need to forget this being afraid stuff.
Yeah.
And stand up. And you know, and Preacher Hat, I'm going to tell you. When you started talking about that fear, the one person that always comes to my mind is that one sweet little lady, young girl, at Columbine.
Oh, yeah.
That stood up and said, hey, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. And the next thing she knows, she was hitting the floor and she was meeting Jesus. She didn't fear. She stood tall. You know, I pray to God that if that ever comes in my life, that I would have what
yes.
that young lady had.
Yes.
Glory to God to be able to stand and say, look, I am a Christian. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I'm one of God's children. And His will. It's His will for me to go today. Then I guess I'm going to break out the stainless steel canister. I'm going. Amen? But then we get into verse 6, and it talks about something completely different. Not people, but angels. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own inhabitants, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Now what he's talking about here is, you know, when the devil and his, the ones that he deceived, they're in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we think we're pretty weak if we get deceived down here. I have never seen the face of God. I am one of these days, but not today. Not unless something happens in the last few hours, you know, before this day ends.
Yeah.
But glory to God, folks. These angels stood in the presence of God. They had seen God. More than likely, had touched God.
Yeah.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They had the whole Trinity right there in their presence. And the devil deceived them. You know, I told you this morning when I started this book that Jude is just as true today as it was then.
Yeah.
We're living. What is in the book of Jude? We are living it.
Yeah.
The wickedness that we have in this world. The people that's been deceived by the devil. You know that the devil is powerful enough, and he is deceiving enough, that he can deceive one third of the angels in heaven. Why can't he deceive the very elect? Why can't he deceive those ones that have been adopted in? Why can't he deceive mankind completely? He has. We see it right before our eyes. Folks, tonight we are seeing things that is written in the Bible. You know, things that's supposed to come to pass. We see these things happening right before our eyes.
Yeah.
The deception of this world.
Yeah.
And the one that is doing that deception, that's doing that deceiving the devil. Men have come corrupt.
Yeah.
More corrupt than they ever been. Evil. I'm trying to think of the phrase that was over in Romans chapter 1. They're very... thoughts are so evil, so corrupt.
Yeah.
That it's hard to imagine. You know, I think back in my youth to what, you know, I believe to be in my time, simpler times.
Yeah.
You know, I can still hear, especially mom. Oh, what is this world coming to? And this was in 1969.
Yeah.
What is the world coming to?
Yeah.
Because she's looking at the world and she's seeing the things that are happening. And she's remembering back to the times in the 1930s and that was it. Yeah, I'm going to say, I think she was born in 32, something like that. 42, she was born in 42. So it would be the 40s and 50s. How them times were so much easier and simpler.
Yeah.
as time progressed, I mean, even from the time of Jude's writing, each and every day, the world has got more wicked and evil. You look down through the span of time that people like Al Hitler, Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, and there's some that's even wicker than they were. The things. I'm going to point out something here that y'all might not know. Hitler, his bunch. You think the Jews was the only ones that they done things to? You know? And to be honest, I just learned this. That if you had, like, if you were deaf or blind, they were killing all deaf and blind people. Wickedness. Wickedness to the core. We'll go to the next one. Verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah. That is two different cities, folks. It's not one. Give themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth in an example, suffering the vengeance, eternal fire. Folks, all this I just read that they were after is happening in our day. You got the public school systems teaching children that fornication is fine. That if you don't like being a girl, you don't have to be one. If you don't want to be a boy, you don't have to be one. That's wrong.
Right. Amen.
That's teachings right straight out of hell.
Amen.
And they're teaching that.
Yeah.
And we're wondering why we got folks in our presence that don't understand. Because they told, they've been told so many times by teachers that they look up to.
Amen.
That it's right. I'm going to be honest with you. Probably even Sunday school teachers. That tells them that stuff is right. It's wrong.
Amen.
It's right out of hell.
Amen.
It's right out of hell. I mean, right here, Jude is right to us. And he's telling us that these things are happening then. And they're worse today. Now we know. The Bible tells us that, the Lord will come back. And, when times get as bad as it was in the days of Noah. We already see that it's bad as the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, we got proof right here in verse 7.
Amen.
That our world today is as bad as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we got youth that thinks it's all right because they've got people tell them, it's all right when it is wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
And when somebody stands up and tells them it's wrong, they don't believe it. Right here, this verse proves to us that the times that we live in is as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah. Makes me wonder. Just how bad is it going to be in the days of Noah? I think we're there. I mean, we're right there. But, I mean, these people, because they believe what they believe, God rained fire down on them and destroyed them and killed them. Their cities were burnt to the ground because of sin, because they let the devil deceive them. And a great American thinks it's indivisible. You're just going to see how invisible it is. Oh, the Roman Empire will always be here. It's bold. It's big. It conquers. Where is it at today?
Museums.
Right. That great empire that was indefensible. That great empire that struck fear to its neighbors. It's gone. And American thinks it's going to stand. Folks, we're deceiving our own selves. If we keep letting the devil deceive this country, we don't stand up and tell people sin is sin, and just because somebody else says it's right and has got more authority. I'm going to tell you something. The ultimate authority comes from God. And God says it's wrong.
Amen.
And God will be the one that you answer to. Folks, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every mouth shall confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us is going to stand in judgment somewhere. There ain't but two judgments. There's a judgment for the good people. They let me back up. I made a mistake. Judgment for the saved people. And there's a judgment for the unsaved people. And those folks in that falls in that second category, there is no redeeming. There is no forgiveness. You will stand accountable for every sin that you had ever made. And an excuse, well, the devil deceived me. And I did. Ain't gonna work. It didn't work for Eve, did it? Oh, but God, the serpent brought, the serpent said, and the brought, and give it to me, and I didn't eat. Didn't give her a get out of jail free card, did it?
Right.
These judgments are real, people. And just because you say I don't believe, well, Lord, why are you judging me? I didn't believe in you. That's the reason why I'm judging you, because you didn't. I come to you, and I showed you I was real. I showed you that I could save you. I showed you the way, but you denied. Folks in Sodom and Gomorrah had just ever said a chance of being forgiven as anybody else did. But they were so blinded by the devil. Glad tonight that my eyes were open. That there was a Redeemer that bought me, forgave me, and showed me, and helped me. These people are going to be without excuse. And all three groups here, there is, well, I didn't know. I don't work.
Amen.
I was deceived. Don't work. Well, I liked it. I liked doing it. It was okay, I thought. No excuse.
Amen.
Folks, when the rubber meets the road, when it gets all down to the end, God has got the final say.
Yeah.
And that God ain't all.
Right.
It ain't Buddha.
Amen.
It ain't Judah.
Right.
It ain't Biden. And it ain't Trump.
Right. Amen.
It's God Jehovah.
Yes.
Amen.
They can make all the rules and fire out all the laws they want to make. If their laws don't line up and their rules don't line up with what God says is so, then they're out of order and their rules don't count.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, that's all I got tonight. I got anything on your heart? Well, I'm glad I'm saved too. And you know amen. What? I'm glad you are too.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Me too.
Amen. All right. CJ, you pray for us.
I don't call him her too much because I know I want you to rest.